Thanks for joining us for today's program. Pastor, teacher, and author Adrian Rogers has introduced people all over the world to the love of Jesus Christ and has impacted untold numbers of lives by presenting profound truth, simply stated. Today, we'll be exploring how that same profound truth can impact your marriage as we continue our series, One Lord, One Love. Who is better, the man or the woman? After 42 years of marriage, I can tell you the answer to that question, and it is yes. And today, Adrian Rogers tackles the differences between men and women.
A man is infinitely superior to a woman at being a man. And a woman is infinitely superior to a man at being a woman. God made us different that He might make us one. And I want to talk to you about the wonderful differences between male and female.
Have your Bibles open to the book of Genesis, chapter 2, and stay with us for today's message, Celebrate the Difference. As always, downloads of today's program, outline, notes, and other materials related to today's message are available on our website, lwf.org. Now, let's join Adrian Rogers.
Would you be finding in God's Word, please, the book of Genesis chapter 2? And in a moment, I'm going to begin reading in verse 19. Genesis chapter 2, verse 19. We're under this heading, One Lord, One Love, Building Intimate Marriages. Begin to read with me in the Word of God here, chapter 2 and verse 19, And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an help meet that is fitting for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, and the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. Now, Adam has named the animals, but he's looking for a mate, evidently. He has a certain loneliness about him, and none of the animals seem to fit. And then God makes for Adam this woman that he called Eve. And when Adam saw her, what did he say? Now, really, it loses something in translation. He says, This is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Now, what did he mean by that? This is bone of my bone. This is flesh of my flesh. What he is saying is, she is not another animal. She has a skeletal structure like me. This is bone of my bone. She doesn't have the kind of protoplasm that the animals have. This is flesh of my flesh. What he was saying, he's been looking at all of the animals and they're so different. And then he looks at her. He says, I like that. This is bone of my bone. This is flesh of my flesh. She is like me. And by the way, the book of Genesis is the seedbed of so much great truth. If you want to know what God's pattern for the home is, right here, you're going to see it. God made someone like Adam. He was not to cohabitate with the beasts. And that tells us that bestiality is a sin against Almighty God. This was a woman, and only one woman. He didn't give Adam two. That tells us that polygamy is a sin against God. God's plan is one man and one woman together till death do them part. And so God presented this woman to Adam, and when Adam saw her, he said, I like her. She is like me. This is bone of my bone. This is flesh of my flesh. But not only did he like her because she was like him, he liked her because she was not like him. There was a difference, and a very real difference, and it's that difference that we're going to talk about. And it's these differences, believe it or not, that don't divide us. It's these differences that unite us. God made us different that he might make us one. Now, I'm going to give you some differences between men and women today, and these are more than mere psychological proclivities. These are there by divine design. Now, some of you are going to come up and say, well, my husband and my wife, we're not different in those, my wife or my husband, we're not different in that particular area. Well, you may not be. What I'm going to give you today are generalities. For example, let me give you a generality. All automobiles have fenders, but not every automobile has fenders, okay? You say, well, my car doesn't have fenders. Well, that doesn't mean I'm wrong when I say that most automobiles have fenders. Most men are stronger than most women. Would you agree? Yet there's some women can beat up a lot of men, right? I mean, I watched this thing on television one night, the Gladiators or something like that. Hey, folks, there's some gals there I would not want to meet in a dark alley. I mean, I'm talking here about generalities. Generalities. As a generality, most men are stronger than most women. We would agree with that. So when I'm talking to you about the differences in the sexes, I want you to know that I am talking to you about generalities. Now, a hammer and a screwdriver are different, but they're both tools, and they're designed for different jobs. Is a hammer better than a screwdriver? No. Is a screwdriver better than a hammer? Of course not. Can you use a screwdriver as a hammer? A little bit. You could turn it upside down, and with the handle you could drive a nail, but it won't work quite as well as a hammer will. Men and women are different. They're designed different, and sometimes a man can do a woman's work and vice versa, but that doesn't mean that they were designed for that. All right, now let me give you some differences, and I'm going to name these differences so that perhaps you can remember them a little better. The first difference is the difference between beauty and the beast. The difference between beauty and the beast, and I've already alluded to this, women are physically weaker than men. Men are physically stronger than women. Doesn't the Bible tell us what we already know in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7? Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as what? As unto the weaker vessel. Now, God made Adam stronger than he made Eve. He had a physical frame that was stronger. His bones were stronger. His shoulders were broader. Why? What was the job that God gave to Adam? The job that God gave to Adam was what? Twofold. To dress the garden and to keep the garden, right? So he was to be the provider and the protector. He was the provider and the protector. He had a physical frame that could protect Eve. He had the muscles to dig and chop and work in the garden. He was that way by divine design. Now, what did God make Eve to be? Well, the word Eve means life giver. She is the nurturer. And so God made her physical body, to nurture, to love, to be gentle, to be soft, to be cuddly. That's what God made her to do. Now, because she is weaker than Adam, that doesn't mean she's inferior to Adam. Silk is weaker than canvas, but it is not inferior to canvas. Porcelain is weaker than steel, is not inferior to steel. You can make a teacup out of porcelain. You can make a sledgehammer out of steel, but you can't drink tea out of a sledgehammer. God made the woman more fragile. He did that on purpose. Man, understand that God made you not to compete with this woman, but to protect her, to care for her, to nurture her, to provide for her. Joyce saw in a store one time something that she thought was very beautiful, and I thought it was beautiful too. It was a porcelain, a piece of porcelain. It was a hummingbird sipping nectar from a flower. And I went down there to price that thing, and folks, I had to sell the car in order to get it. It wasn't all that expensive, but it wasn't cheap. I was surprised how much it cost, but I knew she wanted it, and I bought it. And it's sitting on the piano. And when the grandkids come, I go get that thing and I put it up on a high shelf. Now, I don't go in the kitchen and take all the stainless steel pots and pans and put them on a high shelf. They're tough, but I don't want this thing. It's delicate. You see, there ought to be that same kind of protective instinct for your wife. She's delicate. And she's not inferior. In many ways, it's her delicacy that makes her so wonderful. But God has given you as the stronger person, the stronger vessel, to give honor to the wife as unto the weaker vessel. Now, the man is stronger, the woman is weaker physically. Which is superior? Neither one. Neither is better, just different. Got it? Neither is better, just different. All right, now here's the second thing. Not only Beauty and the Beast, but the romantic and the mechanic. I mean, men have a job. What is their job? To dress the garden and to keep the garden. What do they need for that? A hard outer shell. Women, what is their responsibility? They're the homemaker. They're to love. They're to nurture. They're to be soft. They are to raise the children. Lady, you need to understand that he will never have the romantic heart that you want him to have. He's just not wired that way. Oh, I know he had it before you were married. I understand that. But as soon as you got married, he had a brain transplant. And that was a part of his skill in landing you. You just go and see the books that women read and see the books that men read, and you're going to understand. What kind of books do women read? Well, women read books that deal with relationships. Most of them are written by women for women. Pick up the women's magazines. Here are the articles. How do you develop closeness with your husband? Harmony in marriage. 5 ways to achieve intimacy. What are men reading? How to remodel your garage. How to double your gas mileage. How to be a champion bass fisherman. That's what men are reading. Hey, folks, it comes with the territory. Women are just different from men. You can go to any high school and watch the way the girls carry the books and watch the way the guys carry the books. How do girls carry books? Watch them. They carry them just like this, like carrying a baby. They just hug them up like this, hug the books. Men carry the books like this if they carry them at all. Give a little boy a doll, he'll use it for a hammer. Ta-ta, ta-ta, ta-ta. That's just the difference. Now, that some people try to tell us that these differences are learned. They are not, friend. They are encoded. I'm going to show you that in a moment. Now, be smart, men, and learn to be romantic. Be smart, ladies, and learn how to be beautiful and keep yourself as much as possible physically attractive for the husband. Which is better? Neither is better, folks. They are just different. God made us different. Let me tell you another way that men and women are different. It's the radar versus the computer. Now, the woman is the radar. The man is the computer. Men and women process information differently. I clipped this out of USA Today. It's a big article. I wish I could read it all. It shows on the front page here of two minds, and it talks about gender and areas of activity. A sophisticated form of magnetic resonance imaging on living brains shows women use both hemispheres to solve a certain language problem. Men use only one. Ladies, you've always suspected that men had half a mind. Now, this scientifically, they are showing what we have known for a long time. You know, there are two hemispheres in your brain. And the left hemisphere deals primarily with logic, reasoning, calculation, and so forth. The right hemisphere deals with feeling, emotion, sympathy, love, intuition. Now, men use primarily the left side of their brain. Women use both sides of their brain. They have proven it scientifically now. And here I'm going to read a part of this. We know from brain autopsies that the corpus callosum, the mass of fibers connecting the brain's right and left hemispheres, is larger in proportion to brain weight in women than men. More information is being exchanged between the two hemispheres in women, and that could account for women's greater verbal skills and even explain women's intuition. The female brain has emotional capabilities on both sides. A man's is centered on the right. That plus a woman's greater connections between hemispheres may make it easier for her to express emotions, but that may also mean she is less able to separate emotion from reason. Now guys, I'm plowing close to the corn here, but let me tell you something. There is a difference. There is a real difference at the way women look at things and the way men look at things. And this is the source of so many of our arguments. And by the way, next week we're going to talk on this subject, communicate or disintegrate. And we're going to tell you how husbands and wives can communicate. But you've got to learn that there is a difference. Men tend to be more logical and analytical and factual in their thinking. This is not to say a woman cannot be. But at the same time she is thinking logically and analytically and factually, she is mixing in emotion at the same time. Now, women are detail-oriented, and they do what I call spiderweb thinking. Men don't do spiderweb thinking. Men think like this, ka-chunk, 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 ka-chunk. And women go like this. And so folks, you are trying to say, let's clear this thing out and then we'll do that and then we'll clear this out and we'll do this. She's not doing that. She's doing this. And you're going to have all kinds of misunderstandings if you don't understand that. For example, she wants all of the little details. They're all in her computer. She's using both sides of her brain at the same time. And really, in many ways, she's superior to you because she has the ability to do this. And she wants all the details. She can put them in there and she can deal with them all at one time. She's using both sides. You've just got half a brain, mister. And you come home and she says, how was your day today? Well, you're going to tell her elaborately how your day was. So you say, it's fine. What happened? Well, we had a meeting. We did some things. We revamped a program down at the church. She wants to know who was there. What'd you talk about? Did y'all go out to eat? Where'd you eat? What happened? What'd you wear? And you say, well, that doesn't have anything to do with it. I mean, that's what we did. Now you make a mistake and ask her how her day was. And you're going to get more information than you wanted. It's just the way we are. She thinks that you're being evasive and shutting her out. You think that she's going on and on and on. Astronaut Michael Collins said that a man speaks in a day, an average day, about 25,000 words. A woman about 30,000 words in an average day. He said, the problem is when I come home at night, I've used up my 25,000 and she hadn't even started on hers. Generally speaking, women are generally speaking. The left side is logical, rational, objective, precise. The right side is the affective domain, feeling, subjectivity, sense of. That's the reason that men cry less, because they've got a disconnect up there. Women cry more easily. That's the reason that you and your husband can be having a big argument It'd just destroy you. And he's just going out to his job. Or go watch a television, go play golf. You say, how can he do that? He just shuts off the right side. I mean, there's a disconnect in there that women don't have. Which is better? God made us different that he might make us one. You see, your brain, left side, works like a computer. Her right side works like a radar. She has a great big reception disc. And it's just sweeping. It's just taking in everything. Just like this. And they see things. They feel things. They can tell when feelings are hurt. Joyce will tell me, you hurt that person's feeling. I said, oh, no. She said, you did. How could I? You did. And she's right. They can just sweep the room. They can walk in a room and pick up things. They're tests. Women get these details that men don't get. I can get dressed to walk out, and I think I look all right. Joyce will see that piece of lint. She'll say, your tie's not straight. Whatever. They are detail-oriented. They get all of these details. That's the reason that she can tell you when you want to get in some business deal, she'll say, I just don't like that guy. Well, why? What's wrong with him? I don't know. But she's processing so many little bits of information. She can just say there's something bad about that. And here's the aggravating thing about it. She's right. She is right. Now, how does she know this? It's what we call women's intuition. Women are just different. They're different. Watch them when they sit at a table and have a lunch. They're all talking at the same time around the table. But every one of them knows what each of the other is saying all at the same time. One will be talking to a woman here, and then she'll turn around and say, no, that's not right, and then go right back. It's an incredible thing. That radar is just going, Mister, all you've got's a pair of rabbit ears. They're just different. Which is better? Neither is better. Have you ever noticed, back to the restaurant, if a woman wants to go to the restroom, she says, I want to go to the restroom, y'all want to go with me? And they all go together. Hey, that's incredible. I've never seen a man say, how many of you want to go to the restroom? I don't understand it. Which is better, the computer or the radar? Neither is better. They're just different. Thank God for the difference. Well, I wish I had more time. But men, show your wives. Show your wives more tenderness. Show them more love. Be more patient. Give more honors unto the weaker vessel. Ladies, when you're having a conversation and your husband wants the facts, cut to the chase, will you? I mean, just tell us up front what you're talking about. Then you can embellish it later on, and then we'll have at least some idea how to process the information. Would you do that, please? And hey, keep yourself beautiful for us. And guys, try to be a little more romantic. As a matter of fact, both of us need to learn which is better. Neither is better. We are just different. When they built the San Francisco Bridge, the engineers built that bridge where all of the parts interfit, but they all sway. In the middle of that suspension bridge, that 1 mile span, it will sway as much as 20 feet. It's concrete and steel. It's all bolted and welded together, but there's flexibility, there's elasticity there. But there are two incredible towers, great towers that go down, down, down to bedrock. And all of those cables connect everything to those two great towers. Got it? Now, what keeps that bridge up? Two things. Number one, the foundation. Number two, the flexibility. Okay. Now, what are the two great towers for your home? Love for God and love for one another. That's the bedrock. The rest of it is the flexibility that keeps your bridge from falling down. Aren't you glad that God made us different? Isn't it great living with a man or living with a woman? Thank God for it. Thank God. Let's celebrate the difference.
We've been talking today about marriage. Love Worth Finding is here to strengthen Christians in their marriage and their faith. And the best thing you can do for your marriage or yourself is to give your heart to Jesus Christ. If, after listening to today's message, you have a question, a spiritual need, or just a desire to know Jesus, please contact us at the number listed on your screen or at lwf.org. Now, with a final message, here's Pastor Rogers.
You know, Jesus Christ is the one that holds husband and wife together. Remember what I've told you. It's not our love that keeps our marriage together. It is our marriage that keeps our love together. Really, a Christian home is a union of a man, a woman, and Jesus Christ. Do you know Christ? Is He your Lord? Is He your Savior? Is He your Master? Saved or lost? Which are you? Would you today pray and ask Christ into your heart? Pray a prayer like this. Lord Jesus, I believe You're the Son of God. I believe You shed Your blood on the cross for my sin. I believe God raised You from the dead. And now by faith, I receive You into my life as my Lord and Savior and Master. Friend, pray that and mean it. And if you do, write to us and let us know. We will rejoice. And we'll send you some literature to help you to get started in your Christian life.
We hope that today's message has been a blessing to you. To listen to the entire series, One Lord, One Love, find other materials related to today's message, or learn more about Love Worth Finding Ministries, visit our website, lwf.org. At lwf.org, you can hear hundreds of messages from Adrian Rogers through our audio and video on demand, download outlines and notes from recent messages, and browse books and materials available from Adrian Rogers. And if you're looking for some inspiration and encouragement to get you through the week, follow us on social media at LWF Ministries. Whether you've been married years or weeks, join us next time for a message all couples could use.
The number one problem in many marriages is the failure of husbands and wives to adequately communicate. And some marriages that are okay still need a lot of help in communication.
Join us next time for Communicate or Disintegrate. And don't forget, you can catch up with our program each week at lwf.org and on our Facebook and YouTube channels. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next week.
Love Worth Finding is a viewer-supported ministry, and we need the help of faithful viewers like you as we share the love of Christ each week. And as a thank you for your financial support this month, we'll send you the One Lord, One Love Companion Study Guide to the One Lord, One Love series. Inside, you'll find helpful information to make your marriage bond a strong, godly relationship. Prayerfully consider becoming a monthly partner. Thank you, and may God richly bless you.